Chances are that all of us listening to this program understand the truly empowering nature of the internet for blind people, giving us independent access to information we couldn't access independently before. But cost is still a problem, and also the friendliness of the screen reading technology that's out there. For somebody who's new to computers and who may not find the Windows environment terribly intuitive, the barriers can be seemingly insurmountable. This week, Freedom Scientific is releasing a product that they hope will overcome some of those barriers. It's called Connect Out Loud, and to tell me about it, I'm joined by Eric Damery, the Vice President of Software Development for Freedom Scientific, and he's also the Product Manager for Connect Out Loud. Eric, welcome to Main Menu. What is Connect Out Loud?
Connect Out Loud is web access software. It's designed for someone who's trying to get access to the Internet. We utilized our technology through Internet Explorer 5.0 through 5.5 and also Outlook Express that comes with that. But in addition to being able to do the Internet, Connect Out Loud gives you the ability to run in the Start menu, in the desktop, Windows Explorer, the control panel type applications, basically the operating system, so that you can get to the applications, get them installed, and get your ISP hooked up and be able to use the web.
All right, so if you're a user of an existing screen reader, such as yours for Windows, it will be unlikely that this product is targeted at you.
Exactly. If you've got access to screen reading technology, be it yours or someone else, Connect Out Loud is a product you might want to look at if you're not satisfied with the access to the web. But if you are running JAWS, the technology that we're using to develop Connect Out Loud is technology that's coming right from JAWS, which is one of the reasons why Connect Out Loud right out of the box from the get-go is going to be so powerful, because there's about 30-plus man years of time that's gone into this development, this technology.
Because when we spoke with Dick Chandler on the program in July of last year, he made the comment that there has been a lot of call for want of a better term, a JAWS Lite, something that doesn't have all of the power of JAWS but gets people up and running at a cheaper price. And it sounds like that this is essentially the response to that call.
Yeah. We've done surveys, and the feedback that we've got is that the one thing everybody wanted access to more than anything else was the Internet. For distance learning programs, for reading books, for general communications with others and research, the Internet is a very important tool for everyone, but especially so, I think, for people with visual impairments.
And so tell me a bit about the philosophy behind this, because I note that it does, as you say, work with Internet Explorer. You have access in RealPlayer and Outlook Express and all of the basic Windows functions, including Notepad, I note. What happens then when you go into a program that Connect Out Loud doesn't support?
Well, as you've seen, as you've begun to run the program in its beta state, if you enter an application that is not supported with Connect Out Loud, you'll hear a descending tone that's about a second long as it enters into this new application. Now, Connect Out Loud is still installed. However, it's providing no output either in speech or braille, and it's not interfering with that application's ability to perform its functions. You just don't get any feedback from it. When you return to an application that is supported, you hear a series of ascending sounds as you come back in. One keystroke that we did build into the product that is available to you no matter what, actually there's two available to you even if you're in a program that's outside of Connect Out Loud. The first one is Insert Spacebar, which is kind of like an emergency keystroke. Give me a list box with speech and braille that has all the applications that are currently running which Connect Out Loud will work with. The other keystroke that also works if you're in an unsupported app is the Insert F4, which is the keystroke we use to say unload Connect Out Loud.
Yeah, I notice as a JAWS user that a lot of the keystrokes are very similar. You've got your Insert T to read your window title, Insert Q tells you the name of the current application, a whole range of those are still valid.
Yes, we have implemented keystrokes and tried to follow the keystrokes from JAWS, because as someone starts to learn Windows, and if they're using the web access software Connect Out Loud, they'll become familiar with many of the keystrokes they would then find if they go on to screen reading with JAWS. We did, you know, the amount of keystrokes is far less than you would find in JAWS, simply because there are a lot of things that a screen reader does that web access software with Connect does not, such as there is no JAWS cursor to turn on. Therefore, there's no routing of a JAWS cursor. There's no mouse clicking. There's, you know, no managers that are in this product to do things like write scripts or configuration files or anything like that. So there's a lot less to learn in Connect Out Loud.
How have you made the decisions about what applications to support? I suppose what I'm getting at here is why Outlook Express but not Eudora? Why RealPlayer but not Winamp or Windows Media Player, for example?
Well, we went with Outlook Express simply because it comes with IE5 and 5.0.1, 5.0. There are a lot of similarities between Outlook Express and IE. We include those. They'll be on the CD that ships with Connect Out Loud. And we really need to take applications that we could make speak very, very well, so that you would not have the need for a JAWS cursor. If you start to get into other email packages, it becomes more difficult, because you've got to make sure it works in lots of different things. And this is pretty complex to make a... If you were building an email package from the ground up designed to have speech, which is what a lot of different products have done in the past, you would end up with a very good speaking application, but that wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't move over to other apps. So we've really tried to focus in on one app that everyone could get and that was free, and Outlook Express was it.
And then I'm curious about the choice of RealPlayer as opposed to Windows Media Player, given that Windows Media Player comes with IE and RealPlayer doesn't.
Well, actually, I think you're going to find that Windows Media Player is included as well. You may not have found that yet, but it is our intent in the release of this product for Windows Media Player to be supported.
Oh, very good. Well, to be fair, I haven't tried going into Windows Media Player in the latest release, so that's fair enough. So that gives people access to a lot of the multimedia content as well. One of the things that is really interesting about this product is the efforts that you've made to kind of have... It's almost like your own personal guide, telling you what keys you need to press in certain situations. This is the tutor mode, and you've obviously put a lot of work, and I suspect done quite a bit of research, into finding out what people need to know at any given time.
Yeah, tutor mode is a new feature and function of this particular product, and when we were really beginning to conceive Connect Out Loud, tutor mode was one of the first things that we talked about, so we've been thinking about its how it would behave throughout, and we've done a lot of testing to try and determine. The idea with tutor mode is it is supposed to give basically a single thought. We're not trying to give a lot of information, so it's really a single thought, and it is trying to identify what keystroke you would do from here. Now, we've also included the Insert F1 feature that was found in JAWS, but we have modified it a little bit, and it takes it to maybe additional keystrokes or what will happen if you do these things. So, you know, tutor mode has really been part of JAWS all along. It's just the Insert F1 information that people don't realize is even there sometimes because they don't do it. But we have enhanced it with tutor mode quite a bit.
You're quite right about that. I know that when I'm working with people, I keep trying to encourage them, hit that Insert F1 key, and you'll be amazed at the helpful information that gets spoken to you. But the fact that you're now offering a feature where that information will be spoken to you automatically is going to really make the learning curve, I suspect, less steep for new users.
Yes, the trainers that we've talked to that have been using it for the past month or so have raved about it, and they've all said this has got to get into JAWS, and... you can be assured we will be adding a tutor mode for JAWS as well. One other keystroke I'll point out because there isn't a whole lot to know. Insert F1, of course. Another one I think users are going to find very useful is Insert Tab. Insert Tab in JAWS has been a reread the current control and prompt that goes with it. Well, in Connect Out Loud, once you've turned tutor mode off, because the tutor messages are messages that are good in the beginning, but you may not want that much verbosity as you move around, so you can turn it off. Insert Tab will always tell you the information about what you're on, plus it will read any tutor messages associated with that control without having to go back and turn the thing on.
You've also added an option in what is a very nice, simply laid out little control panel window for Connect Out Loud. You've also added the ability to have access keys automatically spoken, which is another feature that hopefully will make its way into JAWS.
Absolutely, that'll show up in JAWS too. That's our tutor mode app for access key help announce. Basically, tell me the access key as we go. And we left it off by default when you install, but you can turn that on. And again, Insert Tab at any time, at any place, will give you both the tutor messages regardless of the condition of the checkboxes.
Well, this is version 1.0 of what is essentially a new product, even though it's based on the foundation of a very well-established screen reader. Where do you think this product is heading? I suppose it's difficult to predict that at this early stage, is it?
Well, you mean as far as
I guess future.
What else will we add to
it? Yeah, feature enhancements, etc., yeah.
Well, I don't think that you're going to see a lot of feature enhancements. We will always try to make the things that it currently does, we'll try and improve upon them. We'll try to keep it current with new releases for the web, for browser versions. But you're not going to see a lot of things added to this, as you've seen in the JAWS technology, primarily because this product is designed to get someone started, get them on the Internet, get them into email. While you'll see improvements to JAWS in the future for things like the frame management ability is something we're looking at and redesigning. You know, we've always added things to JAWS, but this product is really for the new user just trying to get started. I don't think you want to make it more complicated.
Hmm. Given that Freedom Scientific developers are working on Connect Out Loud, does that mean that the JAWS development cycle has been slowed down as a result?
Well, yes and no. While the developers have been focusing on Connect Out Loud development, or quite a few of them, that is time that they may have been working on JAWS features, but if you look at what's gone into Connect Out Loud, you're going to see a lot of things that are going to be showing up in JAWS as well. So while we've been developing for Connect, you'll be amazed at how many of the things have already been rolled into the 3.7 tree of JAWS right now, so that on the next release we come out, you'll start to see lots of improvements. And as an example, table reading on the Internet, we've made improvements for Connect Out Loud, which will be coming in JAWS. We've also made improvements with the virtual cursor maintaining its position as you tab around or choose Move to Link from the links list dialog, things like that. These were improvements to the functionality, and those improvements are going to be passed on to JAWS as well.
So how much are you charging for Connect Out Loud?
Well, Connect Out Loud is a $249 U.S. price, and the product can be downloaded from the Internet. It will run as a demo. If you don't purchase it immediately, it will run as a demo for 24 hours of use. It's non-contiguous use, so if you use the 2 hours the first day, when you turn it back on the next day, you've still got 22 hours of demo time remaining. If you do choose to purchase the product, you can do this through a local dealer or through Freedom Scientific, through the website or by phone. We will be providing them a certificate of ownership, which contains a 16-digit code. They can cut and paste it right into the field that comes up every time you start the product until you've purchased it, and once they do, they're up and running. they can install it on a second machine they have and use the number on the second machine as well. And I'm not sure if there's anything else I'm missing there. Or
that's a new approach in itself, isn't it? That 16-digit serial number idea. Is that, given the amount of controversy that the copy protection seems to generate in JFW, is that something you look at for JAWS as well?
Well, copy protection is, you know, it's an area that needs to be considered and supported. And for a $249 product, to try and support that is going to be difficult. Now, we don't expect technical support to be very very intensive on this product at all, simply because of the limited applications it can work with, the inability to do scripting and frames and things like that. And therefore, the cost of the product is going to be significantly less. And the CD key, the 16-digit code that goes in, is very similar to that you would get with a Microsoft Word product.
Yeah. And when you purchase this online, is that still only an option that is available to customers resident in the U.S.?
As far as purchasing it?
Mm.
No, absolutely not. This first release is an English-only product. In other words, we only provide the English version of Eloquent Software Synthesizer with it, but this will be available for purchase outside of the U.S. and the English-speaking market as well. I've got a dealer in Australia that has been very, very helpful in the beta cycle of this product, and he's very anxious to get it started down there, so I think it'll be showing up in Australia here within the week.
But in terms of purchasing it over the web, at the moment, as I understand it, Freedom Scientific has a policy that it will only do e-commerce within the U.S. Does that apply for Connect Out Loud?
It will. We will follow whatever policy we have in place right now.
Okay.
So the sales department does not take e-commerce from Australia, for instance, at this point. For other products, that would continue for Connect Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be more than happy to put the customer in touch with someone in their country to purchase it.
All right. What about an upgrade path? Have you had a look at what happens when somebody gets really comfortable with Connect Out Loud and then they decide that they would like to upgrade to JAWS for Windows? Is that a straight-out new purchase, or is there some way that they can defray the cost as a result of having purchased Connect Out Loud?
Well, we've talked about it quite a bit. We've talked about it with the dealers quite a bit, and we are looking at some options. I would like to be able to do something for a customer who has purchased Connect Out Loud and then would like to purchase another Freedom Scientific product, be it JAWS or be it Open Book or even Magic. It may be a low vision person that's tried Connect Out Loud. So we will look at something. We have not established anything at this point, so I would have to say that it would be a straight purchase to move on. And I think that's where the customer has to make a conscious decision in the beginning. If they're really just intent on doing internet and email, then Connect Out Loud may be the right product for them. If they are quite sure that they're going to move on and want to either participate in a school environment where they'll be using more sophisticated programs like Microsoft Office, or if they're going into a job and they're going to be doing things like terminal emulation and sophisticated databases, then JAWS might be the product, and maybe that's where they should, you know, be starting.
One thing that we have not talked about yet, and it's sadly easy to overlook it, is the fact that you do have this FS editor with Connect Out Loud, which I suppose is the new version of HJPAD with some enhancements, and that does allow you to do not just really text editing, but some good basic word processing as well.
Yes, FS Editor, you are quite right, is it's an offshoot of HJPAD with a few changes, and I'll try and explain what they are. First of all, HJPAD and FS Editor are basically Microsoft's WordPad with these differences. In FS Editor, you will not find a toolbar. Since you do not have the ability to move your mouse pointer with the keyboard, we felt that the toolbar was unnecessary. It's been removed. We're trying not to put things into this product that would not be accessible. All the functionality that could be done through the toolbar, though, can be done through the menu system. We've also removed in the Tools menu a feature of HJPad called Dialogs dot dot dot, where we try and give instruction on how to do different Windows dialogs and controls and so forth. We have included the spell checker, and it's been scripted very well, as it was in HJPad, to be very accessible with Connect Out Loud. And one other thing that we have added now with FS Editor is the ability to save a file as a Word 6 doc. This was not available in HJPad. It will be in the next release. Microsoft has been very helpful in us getting this technology so that if you were to produce a Word document, you could then open it with FS Editor. So if a student was using JAWS at school with Microsoft Word, they could save a Word doc, bring it home, open it up with FS Editor, and edit it, and then resave it in a Word 6 format. Now, Word 6 does not contain all the special formatting capabilities of a Word 97 or a Word 2000, but, you know, most of the things are in there, and we think that this is going to be a real good advantage for users of Connect Out Loud with FS Editor.
You did mention scripting just before there, and that begs the question, are there just regular JFW-looking scripts buried away in Connect Out Loud that, say, an experienced JAWS for Windows user could potentially edit and modify for Connect Out Loud users?
Well, while there is the technology from JAWS, which is based on scripting included and built into this product, it isn't there in such a manner that can be modified or changed or added to. Again, we're trying to make sure that this product doesn't create a lot of technical support, which is a big part of the cost in the screen reading business. We are utilizing the scripting technology and building it inside the product itself so that, again, it's not available to manipulate by the user as they can with JAWS, which comes with its own scripting language. But, yes, in fact, there are scripts that are designed to do the things that it's doing.
All right, so by the time we're recording this interview, obviously, by the time it goes to where Connect Out Loud will either be out or very close to being out, where do people go to download the demo of this?
Well, they can visit the Freedom Scientific homepage, www.freedomscientific.com, and they'll be able to find information about it. I'm certain right off the home page where they can download the product. It's about a 9-meg download. And one further thing I might want to make sure I mention, we are supporting Braille with Connect Out Loud. So if you do have a Braille display that JAWS for Windows supported, or one of the note takers, including the new Millennium note takers that we're about to release, and the new Type Lite, they're all supported in Connect. For synthesizers, though, it's only the Eloquence English. We're not supporting any other synthesizers with this product. Again, that's due to the support and the very nature of trying to hook up various synthesizers.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program, and certainly I think that most of us would applaud anything that gets more blind people empowered to use the internet and all of the liberating things that it has to offer. So we'll watch this product with interest, and thank you for coming on the show to discuss it with us.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, and we appreciate the opportunity to help get the word out here with your program. And we really do look forward to hearing from the users as to what they think about the product, and we look forward to doing more with it in the future.
That's Eric Damery of Freedom Scientific speaking with us in his capacity as the product manager for Connect Out Loud, this new web access application that they're releasing this week. Now, thanks to the marvels of digital editing, I recorded a demo of the product before speaking with Eric. Now, there are a couple of things I should tell you before I play the demo. The first is that I was given an early beta of Kinect Out Loud, and I'd like to thank Freedom Scientific for that. That's so that we can show you what the product's like and perhaps give you an idea of whether you'd like to download it and give it a try. Perhaps you know of someone for whom this product will really make a big difference. But because I'm dealing with pre-release software, it may well in this demonstration do some weird things that it will not do in the official release. That's not unreasonable because the product, when I recorded the demo, was under development. Secondly, if there's anything that I've said in the demo that contradicts anything you've just heard Eric saying, Eric is the definitive word. I'm just someone who's been given this product to evaluate it, and so if I've made any errors that Eric has corrected, you can be sure that Eric's the one who knows what he's talking about. So that said, let me play the demo of Kinect Out Loud that I recorded prior to speaking with Eric. So I have a demo of Kinect Out Loud here. I've downloaded it, and I'm just going to try and launch it now. It comes in a self-extracting file, and I don't have any screen readers running. So I imagine that the first thing that it will do, which it is probably doing now because I just pressed enter to launch the program, is unpack the demo. And then we may well have to press enter to continue or something like that. I often find that, you know, I never know when to...
Desktop.
Oh, there
Kinect
we go.
Out Loud install. Welcome to Kinect Out Loud. Please make sure that all applications including screen readers and magnification programs are shut down before continuing with this installation. To begin installation, press enter. Next button.
Well, that's very good. I was able to download this file and then just press enter on it, and after it unpacked itself, because it's all compressed, it automatically started talking. No hassles at all. And I think what we'll be looking for as we proceed through this and review it is clearly it's going to have to be nice and simple. I think that's the aim of Kinect Out Loud. They want to make the internet as helpful as possible. And you'll hear as we go through this that they have introduced all sorts of helpful tutorial type features to try and make the internet as friendly as possible for the blind user. So it's using the eloquence speech, and it told me to press enter to continue, and it's over the next button. So we'll press enter to continue and see what happens next.
Enter. License agreement to install Kinect Out Loud. You must agree to the Freedom Scientific license agreement shown in the edit box below. Once you have read the agreement, select yes to continue with the installation. If you choose no, you will exit setup. Use the arrow keys to navigate the license agreement. Edit.
Oh, for the purposes of this review, we won't read the license agreement, but please make sure that you do that so that you know exactly what it is that you're agreeing to, because those license agreements are legal documents. So let's just press the tab key.
Tab, yes button.
And we'll say yes. I'll press enter.
Enter. Type of installation. Automatic install radio button checked.
1 of 2.
Alright, we've got automatic install, and the next one is obviously...
custom install radio button checked.
2 of 2.
I suppose that the automatic install would be much like the JAWS for Windows automatic install. It would install Eloquence and use its default folder and all of those things, but I'm not the kind of person that likes the automatic install. I like to have as much say as possible in what happens on my computer, so I've already arrowed down to custom install. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup will install files. Setup will install Kinect Out Loud in the following folder. Press enter to continue with the install into this folder, or press Alt plus R to browse for a different folder location. See Kinect Out Loud next button.
Well, that's fine. I'll put it in see Kinect Out Loud.
Enter. Select Braille display, arrow up or down to select the Braille display you will be using with Kinect Out Loud. If you do not want to use a Braille display, then select no Braille, arrow up or down to select the Braille display you will be using with Kinect Out Loud. If you do not want to use a Braille display,
just repeating itself. I'll tap the control key, which has silenced the speech. That's pretty impressive that for a low-budget product you are getting Braille support. Let's just see what we can choose from.
Braille Light 20 Millennium Edition.
I haven't seen that yet. Has anybody?
Braille Light 40 Millennium Edition. Type Light. Braille Light 18. Braille Light 40. Power Braille 40. Power Braille 65 or 80. Alva Model 140. Alva Model 180. Alva Model 240.
I'm down arrowing through these options.
Alva Model 280. Alva Model 3. Alva Model 440 or 480. Alva Satellite. Braille Note. Braille Window / Comedy Braille. Braille XL. Eco Braille. Frank Audio Data. Handy Tech. RBT 40 Rabbit.
Yeah, that's a pretty comprehensive selection of Braille displays. You notice that what they've done is slightly different from your conventional list view control. In fact, I wonder how they did that. But what they've done is they've put the Freedom Scientific Braille displays at the top, and then the other manufacturers in alphabetical order. At the moment, I may well come back and hopefully it's possible to come back and install a Braille display later, but right now I'm just going to hit the home key to get to the top of this list.
Home, no Braille.
And accept that it's no Braille and press Enter.
Enter. Program folder by default. Connect Out Loud will appear in the program's menu as Connect Out Loud. If you wish, you may change the folder name and location below or press Enter to continue. Program folders edit Connect Out Loud.
Well, that's acceptable. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Start copying files. Please review your installation selections below. Press Enter to begin copying files. If you want to change any settings, tab to the back button and press Enter. Use the arrow keys to navigate your selection summary. Current settings edit.
All right, well, that's giving us our current settings. Let's take a look.
Target directory C, Connect Out Loud, blank. Program group, Connect Out Loud, blank, blank, blank.
Well, that's fine. Well, I don't have a problem with that. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Setup status, cancel button.
Now it's gone away to install. So that's, I can't really fault that install. It seems nice and friendly. And it needs to be. This audience that they're aiming at, presumably are people who are just getting into computers.
Connect Out Loud installation complete. Setup has finished installing Connect Out Loud on your computer. Press Enter to exit setup now. Finish button.
All right, I'll press Enter to exit setup now.
Enter.
And I wonder whether...
Ready to connect out loud. Beta release. Demonstration version. Press Insert plus F1 for additional help. Desktop. Certificate of Ownership dialog. Please enter your 16-digit number or press Enter to run demonstration now. Certificate number edit.
Alright. So, as you can hear, this is a beta release. I have it slightly in advance to prepare this review for when the release is out. Yours probably won't say beta release unless they're going into a public beta, which they may well do, of course. It's very possible that there will be a public beta of Connect Out Loud. This is asking me for my 16-digit certificate of ownership, and I don't have one. I'm going to run it as a demo, and it told me to press Enter, so I will.
Enter. Connect Out Loud demonstration. Speech rate slider, 15%.
To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Now, immediately, we're placed in the Connect Out Loud window. This is a contrast from JAWS and WindowEyes, but I believe HAL works this way, that when you pop yourself into the window of the application, of the screen reading application, you can tab around and you'll find sliders and buttons. So there are no, I don't think there are any menus.
Menu bar.
No.
Menu bar.
No, there aren't.
Menu lack,
basically,
move.
The control, oh, here we go.
Size, great.
No, just the control menu, please. So that's what I would have expected. Incidentally, when you install this for the first time, I had a beta earlier, so when you install this for the first time, you will be asked to complete a registration process, and I guess that material is then sent back over the internet to Freedom Scientific, and if you've got Connect Out Loud, then you've obviously got internet access, so that makes sense. So the first setting is the speech rate. For the purposes of this review, I'll keep it about there, because hopefully most people can understand the speech at that rate, but I would generally want to crank it up. You will also hear that in a different voice, we had, I think it might be Shelley, but in a different voice we had somebody telling us that you can increase or decrease the speech rate and how to do that. That is the tutorial mode that you can turn on or off, and we'll show you how to do that, but it is designed to make the process as intuitive as possible. If you're an experienced computer user, you want this turned off, of course. I'll press the tab key to move through these controls now.
Tab, speech options, .. button.
To activate, press spacebar or enter.
You know, there are a lot of computer users who need to know that information, that this is a button, and then the voice said to activate, press spacebar or enter. I'm going to press the spacebar and we'll take a look at the speech options button.
Speech options, dialogue, yeah. Default voice person combo box, read.
To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
So, the default voice is read, and it's a combo box, and so as she rightly says, to change the selection we can use the arrow keys. Very friendly. Let's press the tab key. I note that it doesn't tell you to press the tab key to go to the next control, but let's press insert F1 and see what we get here.
Choose the name of the voice you would like to use.
Alright. And does insert H work in this product? No. So insert F1 will give you a bit of info there too. So I'll press the tab key.
Default voice pitch slider, 64%.
To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Well, that's fine. I'll press the tab key.
Default voice punctuation combo box sum.
To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
I'm pleased that they've set the default voice punctuation to sum.
Tutor voice person combo box Shelley. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
So it tells you the tutor voice in the voice of the person that is currently set to. So we can just move around here.
Read.
Shelley.
Bobby.
Rocco.
I always like Rocco. I think he's got that intimidation factor, don't you think?
Glenn.
Sandy.
Grandma.
Grandpa.
Right, okay, well, they're the usual eloquence voices, and I don't think that that's been sort of stripped down in any way. We'll go back to Shelley.
Shelley.
To the best of my knowledge, this is not the sappy eloquence, so it will only work with Kinect Out Loud. I'm fairly sure about that.
Tutor voice pitch slider, 80%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Press the tab key again.
Restore factory default values button.
To activate, press spacebar or enter.
OK button.
To activate, press spacebar or enter.
So we'll activate it now. There's a cancel button.
Cancel button.
To activate,
default voice person.
And we're back to the default. So we'll just press enter and that should get us to the OK button. I wonder if insert E speaks the default button in this product.
Default button is OK.
Yes, it does. So there are some JAWS, there are a lot of JAWS similarities there. Let's press enter.
Speech options, .. button.
To activate, press
All right, we'll tab to the next control and see what's here. Remember, we are currently reviewing the Kinect Out Loud window.
Tab, tutor announce control, help checkbox checked.
To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
So if you get fed up with those additional announcements, you can turn them off. For example, if I uncheck it now.
Not checked.
Now we'll go back
Shift,
here.
Tab, tutor announce control, help checkbox not checked.
And, that's all we get. But for the purposes of this review and ascertaining how friendly this product is to new users, I am going to turn it back on.
Checked.
Let's press the tab key to move through the dialogue some more.
Tab, tutor announce access keys, checkbox not checked.
To check, press spacebar.
One of the things that many people have liked about WindowEyes is that you can hear the shortcut keys as you move around. For example, when you go to the start menu, it says P equals programs. When you're in a new application, if you're the kind of person that takes the time to learn those things, and so that you can, after a few uses of an application, really skip around an application, it's great. And they have put that in here. I noticed they also had it in an open book version 5. So I might turn that on. We'll just see how that goes.
Checked.
All right.
Tab, keyboard, echo, combo, box, characters.
To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Access key, Alt plus E.
There we go. Access key, Alt plus E. So if you want to pop back into this window, you now know that Alt E will take you straight to this field. Very groovy. This, you see, we've got characters.
None.
Access
None.
Key, Alt plus E.
Words.
Access key, Alt plus E.
Yeah, I don't know if I want it to repeat the access key after every choice in the combo box, but, well...
characters and words.
Alright, well, for the sake of this review, so you know what I'm pressing, I'll put it back
Not
to
characters,
and we'll press the tab key.
Tab, keyboard, layout, combo, box, desktop.
To change the selection,
we've got desktop,
laptop,
that's
desktop.
Fine.
Tab, add braille device, .. button.
To activate, press spacebar or enter, access key, Alt plus A.
Now that's nice. You can add a braille device subsequent to installing the product, and, that is a relief. Hopefully that might make its way into JAWS.
Tab, startup options, .. button.
To activate, press spacebar.
All right, we'll take a look at the startup options.
Startup options dialog. Start Kinect Out Loud automatically, checkbox not checked.
I don't want to do that.
Tab, start minimize, checkbox not checked.
To check, press...
Now, I'm just shutting it up by pressing the control key, by the way, and tabbing through this dialog.
Tab, OK button.
All right, we'll press enter.
Enter, startup options, .tab, help, .. button.
The help system is very good, very good, and, you know, as long as you feel comfortable with using the Windows help, then you'll find that everything you want to know is in that help system. I have to applaud them for how well the help system in Kinect Out Loud is written. Clearly they know that the success of this product is going to hinge on it being as friendly as possible for the newbie. And I think it seems to me they've gone to a bit of trouble to make that right.
Tap more ... button.
More, but wait, there's more. Okay, let's hit the space bar and
more
get
options
there.
Dialogue about connect out loud ... button.
To activate.
What is it? Well, we won't go in there.
Tap order information ... button. Tap cancel button. Tap about connect.
Alright, there's no okay button. We'll just push the cancel button.
More tap quit connect out loud ... button.
To activate.
Tap speech rate slider.
Alright, so that's what there is. It's a fairly simple dialogue, and you just tab through to choose the options, a couple of dialogues within this dialogue that you activate by pressing the space bar or enter, and now Connect Out Loud is ready to go. So what can we do? Well, we can, I believe, go into Windows Explorer. I'm just holding down
folders,
the
preview, open tab, list view, not select, Jonathan C.
And
enter, list view, add by.
Yes, we can use Windows Explorer, so you can copy and move files on your computer. Doesn't it Q work here?
Internet Explorer 5 settings are loaded. The application currently being used is brosua.dll, brosuei.dll.
Yep, it does. The one thing I would observe is that synthesizers are very much a subjective thing. Some people think that the eloquent speech is the best thing to happen ever, and other people loathe it. And I think you would say that about any speech synthesizer. You know, the deck talk is popular, but there are some people who just don't like it. And it maybe is a bit unfortunate that they haven't given users a choice. There are lots of Microsoft sappy synthesizers out there. There's the free Microsoft speech that you could download off the internet, and a few other bits of speech as well. I suppose their logic may well be that, well, if you're a new user, you probably won't have any of these things, but perhaps you've got, say, a competitor's product, like the Kurzweil 1000 DeckTalk edition. My understanding is that the Kurzweil 1000 uses the open version of DeckTalk, which JFW interfaces with, and I do think it's probably a bit restrictive that they haven't given you a choice of speech synthesizer. They sure as heck have given you a fantastic choice of Braille displays. Right, so we know that Windows Explorer now works. I'm going to
Alt+F4. Connect out loud.
Close that, and we're back into the Connect Out Loud window. The demonstration feature of Connect Out Loud is pretty generous. As I understand it, what happens is that it allows you to use the product for 24 hours of actual use. It has a timer in it as well, so that if it detects you haven't used the computer for, I think it's half an hour, then the demonstration meter stops ticking. So what that means is you can use the product for a while, quit Connect Out Loud, come back in a few days' time and keep going, and your demo won't expire until you've actually got 24 hours of use out of it. So it's not unlimited. You know, it's not one of those things where you can use it for 40 minutes at a time and reboot forever and ever. But it is, I suppose, sufficient for you to truly get to grips with the internet and decide whether you want to purchase the product or not. Now, that's an interesting approach. Some people will prefer the timed system of 40 minutes and then reboot. Others will like the fact that you're not inhibited, that you do get 24 hours of unlimited use. So I suppose that will cause some discussion in the blind community. And no doubt Freedom Scientific have done a bit of research about that and worked out what they think is best for the kind of user they're aiming at and best for their bottom line, which is not unreasonable. Alright, so that's Windows Explorer. We can also use the Start menu.
Start menu, Windows Update, New Office Document, Open Office Document.
Alright, so it doesn't quite work like the Window Eyes feature because it's not telling us the shortcut for those.
WinZip, Net2 Phone, MCAP Active Shield, Nutella.
Alright.
Napster Music Community.
Oh, yes, they're all there, aren't they? Alright, so that's the Start menu. We can use that. We can navigate the Start menu. So what actually happens when you run a program that is not supported? Well, let's try. I'm going to bring up Notepad. I'm not sure if Notepad is supported. I'll just hit my hotkey.
Alt+Control+N. Untitled Notepad. Edit.
Type of text.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay, so we can use Notepad.
F4.
There's quite a bit in here. And you can actually read the help file. I haven't read the updated version. It tells you the applications that you can run with Connect Out Loud. Well, I'm sure that we can't use Microsoft Word,
W.
So I'm just going to hit my Alt+Control+W hotkey to pop into Microsoft Word, and there you go. You have a descending series of tones to say, I'm bowing out of this one, And so now you're in Microsoft Word without any speech. So it is not a fully-fledged screen reader giving you unlimited access to every application by any means. And if you pop into an application that's not supported, that's the sound that you'll hear. I'm going to press Alt+F4 to exit Microsoft Word. And look at that. Sounds like Bewitched. Remember that old program? Who played Samantha in Bewitched? Forget now. Anyway, so we're back. The ascending series of tones puts us back into Connect Out Loud. That's what will happen if you run an application that Connect Out Loud doesn't support. Now, if that's an audio application, I mean, let's say we go into Winamp, for example.
Alt+Ctrl+3.
I'm just pressing Ctrl+Alt+3 for Winamp. And there we go. We have no speech in Winamp. But obviously, if you launch Winamp from, say, the ACB radio page, if you've downloaded and installed Winamp, then you can launch it. Now, what I'm not clear about is whether you, when you try to install Winamp, whether that will work for you or not. I suspect it won't. So, you know, it is limited in what it will do. But, of course, if you've got some sighted assistance to help you to install Winamp, then you can just press Enter. The stream will launch. Connect Out Loud will bow out. And in some ways, that may be a good thing, because if you have a single-channel sound card, the fact that you're not going to get speech trying to talk to you when you're in Winamp may make a single-channel sound card kind of tenable. So that's a funny little side effect, I suppose. All right, I'm going to hit Alt+F4. Winamp closes, and Bewitched is back. Now, I'm going to press Ctrl+Alt+I to get into Internet Explorer, and we'll just have a quick look at how Connect Out Loud behaves in there.
Alt+Ctrl+I.
I won't put it through Outlook Express because I don't have Outlook Express set up.
http://www.google.com/Microsoft Internet Explorer.
That's my homepage, going to google.com, which I use a lot.
Page has 9 links. Google search button, I'm feeling lucky, but
all right, so it says page has 9 links, and if you're a JAWS for Windows user, that will sound very familiar. What we're in is an environment very similar to JAWS for Windows. I think the only difference is that
search what land edit land
there
plus
there yeah there is no
num lock on num
there
lock
is
on.
No JAWS cursor, which you probably don't use a lot in Internet Explorer anyway with the virtual cursor. Can you turn the virtual cursor off with Insert Z? No. All right, so you've got the virtual cursor now.
Shift tab tab Google search button shift tab edit plus Z.
All right, okay, so that put it in there. Okay. So now I'm in an edit field. I do have to turn forms mode on.
Enter forms mode on.
To leave forms mode, press insert plus numpad plus.
All right. Well, that's a good feature. Maybe that might end up in the beginner verbosity settings of JFW sometime, because a lot of the clients I train have all sorts of issues, you know, getting to grips with forms mode. So that's nice. We turned forms mode on, and it told us that you press insert and numpad plus, which is a key that JAWS would use for something else. So this is definitely not a cut-down JAWS clone. There are some differences. I'm just going to type in something here for the purposes of ACB. And tab.
Tab, Google search button.
To activate, press spacebar or enter.
Right, very nice. So we'll press enter.
Enter. Forms mode off. Page has 326 links.
Oh, goodness.
This is link graphic Google link advanced.
Now I can press my insert enter to go to the non-linked text.
Edit at radio. Tab, tab, I'm feeling tab. Look up at tab. Look up rate tab. Arts music .. MP3 streaming stations variety multiple stream link. Tab, welcome to ACB radio, the voice of the world's blind .. link.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so that's what I like about Google. It gets you straight to the good stuff, doesn't it? So, we just use Google, the search engine, to go to ACB radio. We could press enter and it would take us to the ACB radio site. So we've got pretty similar functionality to what you would expect in JAWS itself. We can press Ctrl+O.
Ctrl+O, open dialog. Type the internet address of a document or folder and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open edit combo.
And now we can just type in, let's go to www.acbradio.org.
Enter.
And it's just loading the page.
Page has 2 frames and 48 links. Graphic ACP logo. Graphic thick black logo.
So it is also reporting frames correctly, which is good. And let's press insert F1 and see what we get here.
The current page contains 2 frames, 48 links, 2 forms addresses http://www.act.org/atlas/.
Alright, that's nice. Now, when we tab to a link...
Tab, combo box, and best.
Now, that's the combo box to vote for ACB Radio in the Best of Blindness site. And if you haven't done that for a while, remember, you are able to do that once a day. So I hope you will visit acbradio.org on a daily basis and vote for us, please.
Tab, vote, button.
Now, let's see what happens if we press insert F1 when we've tabbed to the vote button.
This is a button. Use enter to activate it. Use the say line or say word command to read it. When activated, forms mode is turned on. When the screen is redrawn, the virtual PC cursor is turned back on if appropriate. Use your navigation keys to continue reading the page.
Very good. So what happens when we back tab?
Shift tab, combo box, and best.
And press shift insert F1 here.
This is a combo box. Use your navigation keys to continue reading the page. Press enter to activate forms mode. Activating forms mode will allow you to edit the contents of this control. Use say line to read its contents.
Yeah, alright. But well, that's good. That's fine. It does try to help you through forms mode. Although I think that help is slightly inaccurate because you can't edit the contents of a combo box. You can only edit the contents of it when it's an edit combo box. However,
tab, text-o-matic link.
Now there's a link, so what happens if we press insert F1 on a link?
This is a link. Use say line to read its contents. Press enter to activate it. Use your navigation keys to continue reading the page.
Alright, so it's designed to be friendly. And you've got pretty much JAWS-like functionality in Internet Explorer. I'm going to go into Real Player now, and we'll just see what goes on in there. I pushed Alt-Control-R, which is my hotkey for that, yep. And you'll notice that we haven't got the descending tone, and we'll do an insert Q.
Real Player settings are loaded. The application currently being used is realplay.exe.
Now, we'll push insert F1.
This is the main application window for the Real Player. Press insert plus F8 for a list of toolbar buttons or use the menus to open a file or site.
Alright, well, we'll press insert plus F8.
Select buttons dialog, list box, recording.
105.
Radio tuner. Search. Guide. Message service.
Huh. Okay, I'm going to go to the guide.
Guide.
And press enter and see what sort of access we have to it.
Enter.
Now.
Real Player settings are loaded.
What are we?
This is the main application. Tab. Tab.
Okay, well, we don't...
Tab.
They don't seem to have done anything spectacular with the guide at this point, but that's okay. We still have...
menu bar, file, view, favorites, help.
Access
key alt plus H.
To... Yeah, all right.
Favorites.
Access key alt plus A.
View.
Access key alt plus B.
File.
Access key alt plus F.
Yeah, so that's good. So we do have functionality in the Real Player. You'll recall that earlier we managed to stumble into Notepad, and we found that Notepad does in fact run, but just as JAWS users get HJPad, the Freedom Scientific people have provided a similar product that's designed to give Connect Out Loud users basic text editing, and well, perhaps I could go a little further, basic word processing functionality. Let's take a look. We haven't actually been into the Connect Out Loud program group yet.
Stop menu, Windows update.
The navigate, press up or down arrow.
P, accessible games submenu. Connect Out Loud submenu.
And let's go into the Connect Out Loud program group by pressing enter and having a look.
Enter, Connect Out Loud.
So that's the program that launches it. Incidentally, there is some intelligence built into this if you happen to have JAWS and you get Connect Out Loud. Now, to be honest, I'm not quite sure why you would do that. If you have a screen reader already, I may be missing something, but I don't know why you would buy this, because there's nothing really that that you can't do with your existing screen reader. If you happen to have both, maybe you're a tutor or something like that, when you run Connect Out Loud, if JAWS is running, it detects it, and it says you can't run Connect Out Loud and JAWS at the same time, and you can press enter to exit JAWS and run Connect Out Loud, or tab to the no button, then Connect Out Loud won't run. No such luck with other screen readers, that's how it works with JAWS, the other Freedom Scientific screen reader.
FS Editor.
FS Editor is the one we want, but before we go back to it, we'll just explore the rest of the program group.
Help.
That's the full help.
Quick reference.
And a quick reference is there as well.
System information.
That is the tool that Freedom Scientific now distributes, certainly with JAWS and obviously with Connect Out Loud. It collects a whole lot of information about you, about your system, and it sends it off to Freedom Scientific in the event that you need technical support.
Uninstall Connect Out Loud. Connect Out FS Editor.
Let's have a look at this FS Editor.
And leaving menus.
I imagine this will probably come with the next version of JAWS.
FS Editor. Edit.
Type in text.
And we're in an edit field. It tells us to type in the text and insert T works here, by the way.
Title equals document FS Editor.
Let's explore the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
To navigate, press left or right arrow. Access key alt plus F. Access key alt plus E.
Edit.
Access key alt plus V.
View.
That's interesting. It's speaking it the other way around on here.
Insert.
Access key alt plus I.
It's not now.
Format.
Access key alt plus O.
Tools.
Access key alt plus T. Access key alt plus H.
Help.
So you've got your file, edit, insert, format, tools. It's a pretty comprehensive looking word processor pull down menu bar at the top. Let's explore those menus. We'll go into the file
hold
menu.
The menu active. File.
To move through items, press up or down arrow. Access key N.
New dot dot dot. Control plus N.
Now, that brings up a dialogue.
Enter leaving menus. New dialogue. New document type. New document type list box. Word 6 document.
1 of 3.
Rich text document. Text document.
So you can specify when you create the new file, the kind of file you're creating.
Rich Word 6 document.
Only does Word 6, not the newer version of Word, but it should be. You should be able to create a file that's reasonably readable by just about anybody.
Alt menu.
Access key O.
Open dot dot dot. Control plus O. Save.
Access key S.
Control plus S. Save as dot dot dot.
Access key A.
Print dot dot dot.
Access key U.
Page setup dot dot dot. Recent file grade.
Access key X.
Exit. New dot dot.
So that's good. You've got a recent files list in there as well. And on the edit menu, you've got things you would expect.
Alt menu active. Edit.
To move.
Cut grade. Copy.
Access key P.
Paste.
Access key L.
Clear grade.
Access key L.
Select all grade.
Access key F.
Find dot 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 grade.
Access key N.
Find next grade up.
Access key E.
Replace dot 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 grade.
Access key U.
Undo grade. Control.
Right, so find and replace functionality built in here as well.
View.
Access
key. Then we go into the view menu.
Menu active. Ruler checked.
The
status bar checked.
Access key O.
Options dot dot dot.
And we'll have a look at the options and find out what's configurable in this FS editor.
Leaving menus. Options dialog. Options page. Measurement units centimeters radio button checked.
2 of 4.
Quite
the
right.
Changeless.
Measurement units inches radio button checked.
1 of 4.
Measurement units points radio button checked.
3 of 4.
Measurement units pick as radio button checked.
How interesting. Well, we'll put it back on.
Measurement units
centimeters.
Tab. Automatic word selection checkbox checked.
Six.
Tab. OK button.
Let's just check what the context sensitive helps like here.
This is a checkbox. Use the space bar to...
Okay, so it's pertaining to the checkbox, but...
Tab. Okay, tab. Cancel. Tab. Help button.
But there's a help button here, so if we press spacebar on the help
space
button... We don't...
Once you pick a topic and press enter on it, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window. FS Editor Help Contents page.
Alright, so we get dumped into the contents
Review.
Page.
FS Editor book closed.
To open, press...
And we get the FS Editor. And we won't explore the help for that, but it is...
Alt F4.
It is nice help.
Tab. Options tab.
To switch...
Okay, let's just listen to that message.
Shift tab, options tab.
To switch pages, press control tab.
Alright.
Display tab. Tab, display page, word wrap, the ruler radio button checked.
3 of 3.
Tab, ruler checkbox checked.
6.
Tab, status bar checkbox checked. Tab, OK but tab, cancel tab, help button.
So that's the options dialog, which is the last item on the view menu of FS Editor.
Menu, edit, view, insert.
Access key alt plus I.
What have we got in the insert?
Menu active, date and time dot dot dot.
To move through items, press up.
Now that's got a dialog attached to it,
menu,
so we'll go in
date
here.
Date and time dialog, available formats list box, 20/01/01.
1 of 6.
20.01.01.
I'm downloading, I'm down arrowing rather through the options.
2001-0120. Saturday, 20 January 2001. 20 January 2001.
That's the one I would use, 20 January 2001.
1726:34.
Access
okay.
Bottom of window.
All right.
Tab, OK button.
And I'm just going to press, so I'll up arrow to this one.
20 January 2001.
And press Enter.
Enter, edit.
Hyphen set.
And now if I read the current line.
20 January 2001.
And incidentally, reading the current line is still insert and up arrow as it is in JAWS.
20 January 2001.
And I'll press Enter twice.
Enter.
There we go.
20 Jan. Enter. Blank.
Yeah, that's right. 20 January 2001. Now let's go back to the insert menu.
Hold the menu active. Insert.
The move through light. Access key D. Access key D.
All right. It's not. It's. I think it's a bit sort of interesting the way it's behaving with these announcements turned on. But date and time is the only thing available, at least at the moment, on the insert menu.
Edit.
Access key Alt plus I.
Insert. Format.
Access key Alt plus O.
Let's see what we've got in the format menu.
Menu active. Font dot dot dot.
The move through items. Press up or down arrow.
So access. There's a dialogue there. We'll just quickly explore the font
enter.
Dialogue.
Leaving menus. Font dialogue. Font.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Times New Roman. Trepidation MS. TWSNMT.
Okay.
Times.
So we can adjust the font
enter.
Here. We'll go back to the format menu and see what else there
alt
is.
Menu active. Form. Paragraph. Dot, dot, dot.
And there's a dialogue, so we'll have a look at what is in the paragraph
and
dialogue.
Leaving menus. Paragraph. Dialogue. Indentation. Left edit. Spin box. 0 cm.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Access key Alt plus L.
That's where you can specify the indentation.
Tab. Indentation. Right edit. Spin box. 0 cm.
So the first is for the left, the second is for the right.
Tab. Indentation. First line edit. Spin box. 0 cm. Tab. Alignment. Combo box left.
To change the
right. Center.
Okay.
Left. Tab. OK button.
So that's your paragraph
alt
indentation
menu.
Settings.
Access key.
Tabs. Dot dot dot.
And we can set tabs here as well. Let's have a look at how friendly that dialogue is.
And leaving menus. Tabs. Dialogue. Tab. Stop position.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Tab. OK. Shift tab. Tab. Stop position.
To set.
Blank.
I would probably need to consult the manual about that.
Shift tab, cancel, shift tab, okay, shift
and
tab,
there's
cancel.
No help dialogue there, but that's the tabs dialogue, and I'm sure it's easy to get the hang of.
Tabs, dot, dot,
and that's all that's on the format menu.
Edit.
Access key Alt plus I.
Insert. Format.
Access and key Alt plus T.
Tools.
Here's the tools menu.
Menu active. Spell checker, dot, 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 F7.
All right, I'm going to, that's all there is, and I'm going to type some stuff here. That's just me hitting the down arrow. Let's see.
I, space, A-M, space.
I'm going to misspell the word doing deliberately by typing D-I-O-N-G.
I-O-N-G, space, A, space, E-S,
for
space,
main,
space.
And I'm going to spell menu, M-E-N-U-E.
M-E-N-U-E, period.
We'll go to the top of the file.
Top of file.
And we'll hit F7, which will be the spell check key.
F7, not a dictionary edit, 20. 20, no suggestions.
Well, that's bizarre. All right, we'll press ignore all.
Alt G, not a dictionary edit. 2001. 2001 suggestions. 20. 20.
It's obviously got an issue with numbers.
Alt G, not a dictionary edit. Diong, D-I-O-N-G, suggestions. Ding, D-I-N-G.
Now, that's got the wrong word. We'll just tab, I would imagine, to a list.
Tab, suggestions, list box. Ding.
1 of 16.
Dong, doing.
That's it, doing. So we'll press Alt-C to change, which would be a conventional key.
Alt-C, not a dictionary edit. Menu, M-E-N-U-E, suggestions. Menu, M-E-N-U.
It's got that.
Alt-C, FS editor dialog. The spelling check is complete. 11 words checked. 4 errors detected. 2 words changed. OK button, enter.
Well, that's a nice bit of statistics at the end there. So this really is a perfectly acceptable text editor. Nothing too fancy, but you can write things in it. You can save them as Word 6 or RTF or text files. You can spell check them. Preferably, I would do that before I save them. And that's FS Editor. It comes with its own help book. So, although you won't have access to the big boys like Microsoft Word when you buy this, if this is the only product that you have for Access technology, you will have the ability to write letters, put documents together. You can do basic formatting by changing fonts and doing paragraph formatting, etc. And there are other small issues with Connect Out Loud, but essentially, that's the product. Connect Out Loud is new, and I understand that Freedom Scientific will be looking for feedback as to how it can be improved. And I suppose one of the dilemmas that you always have with a product like Connect Out Loud is, where do you start and stop? How much functionality do you put into this product? There may be people who think that Eudora should be included, and I'll just double check to make sure that it isn't. We'll go into
Alt-Control-E,
which is my Eudora hotkey, and we'll just see if we... No. So Eudora is not included, and no, see, this is the thing. I know that it's asking me, do I want to make Eudora the default application? No, I don't. Because, there we go, because I must admit I find Outlook 2000 a good email client. So, that is Connect Out Loud. Version 1 will probably be out or in public beta. And if you want more information, when the product is available, it'll be there, I'm sure, at www.freedomscientific.com.